Governor Jay Inslee has made it to the debate stage twice with fellow Democratic presidential candidates, but the threshold for the next event may be an issue for his campaign. And as the governor tries to make headway in the crowded race, he's still focused on matters back home. Inslee's office confirms there's been some initial conversation about a possible special session to focus specifically on gun control legislation. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joins me live now to talk about all of this. Now, Austin, let's start with the requirements for the fall debates. How are things looking for Inslee?
Well, Ariel, to qualify for these fall debates, candidates need to have at least 130,000 unique campaign contributors. The Inslee campaign says it's narrowing in on that after seeing a surge in donations following the last debate. But the other requirement is that candidates achieve 2% or better in four qualifying polls. And so far, Inslee hasn't broken 1% in the polls. And time is running out. The deadline to meet both qualifications is the end of the month. And really, at this point, it's hard to imagine how, after weeks of being stuck at 1%, if that, that Inslee would suddenly start polling at 2% in multiple polls. But he still has the rest of the month. He isn't giving up, and his campaign is certainly trying to keep the momentum and keep upbeat about this.
Right. So you're talking about how it's going to be a little difficult to move his way through the polls. What happens if he can't move the needle? Will he need to make a decision about continuing his run soon then?
You know, certainly by raising the requirements to make the debate stage, the Democratic National Committee is in effect winnowing the field. According to the Hill newspaper, just 9 candidates have qualified so far. Now, there's no requirement that a candidate drop out of the race just because they don't qualify for the next round of debates, but it certainly seems to make it harder to continue to build momentum and support for one's campaign if you're not able to kind of keep up with the leaders in the field in terms of being on the debate stage. So my hunch is that we will hear something from Inslee around or just after Labor Day about what his future intentions are. One scenario is that he gets out of the presidential race and he announces he's running for a third term as governor, which is something he has not yet ruled out.
So then turning our attention back home, the governor did release a plan following the mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton focused on gun control. And now you're hearing there's been some behind the scenes conversation about a possible special session of the legislature. Is there an appetite for this right now?
The short answer is probably not. Inslee's office did confirm that they've been asking key lawmakers that very question, what is the appetite for doing something? According to the governor's office, there's some interest in addressing this issue of gun violence, but nothing is imminent. It would require coming into session knowing what bills would be on the agenda, knowing there were the votes to pass them, and it just doesn't sound like at this point the majority Democrats are coalescing around an agenda or that momentum is building for a special session.
So if we're not really feeling that momentum for a special session, where of course lawmakers are going to convene in January for the regular session, is there likelihood majority Democrats would take up gun control measures then by any chance?
It's certainly possible. I spoke last week with the newly elected Speaker of the House designate, Lori Jenkins, about this very topic. She seems interested in at least having the conversation among House Democrats about gun control measures. Specifically, we talked about bills to limit magazine capacity and a ban on so-called assault weapons. But again, whether there would be the votes and the support remains to be seen. Even for Democrats, this has historically been a tough issue where it's hard to muster the votes, which is why we've seen gun control measures on the ballot in recent years. That said, I could imagine a robust debate around the magazine capacity question. Banning assault weapons still seems like a long shot.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joining us live this morning, as he does most Tuesdays, right here on 88.5 KNKX.